Okay. Item number one is a closing of part of the public lane between Selkirk and Pritchard Avenues, east of Andrews Street from Corporation into DAS Ed 29 of 2009 under file DAC 2009. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 2 is subdivision and rezoning for 529 Selkirk Avenue, northeast of Selkirk Avenue and Andrew Street, under file DAS Z 29 of 2009, cross-reference DAC 8 of 2009.
Okay, is the applicant present?
Yes.
Would you please come forth? Have you got someone with you?
I do.
Go ahead. Would you please come forth also? Mr. Thompson? Okay, this was adjourned from last month to today, and I know that a lot of headways have been made on the public consultation, the rest of it. And state your name and addresses for the record.
Robert Tyler. I'm legal counsel for Urban Circle Training Center. My address is 30th floor, 360 Main Street, here in Winnipeg.
My name is Eleanor Thompson. I'm Director of Development for Urban Circle Training Center, located at 519 Selkirk Avenue.
Okay.
Eleanor Thompson, Interior Architects, 41 Benefit.
Okay, folks, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a very few brief comments, and then we'll reflect on the administration report. But this application involves Project Makunsag, which is an innovative and collaborative initiative to address the urgent need in the Selkirk Avenue William White community area for alternatives to youth involvement in gang activity, youth involvement in prostitution and addiction. And proposal is to transform an existing retail store at 527-529 Selkirk Avenue and lands behind it, adjacent to Pritchard Avenue, into a child care and intergenerational learning center for Aboriginal children and for youth and adults and new immigrant families. And it's a partnership with Urban Circle Training Center, the other groups that are partnering is the University of Manitoba's inner city campus, Red River College is part of it, as well as the North End Community Renewal Corporation. So there's a synergy there with a group of partners that are working together for the development and implementation of this very worthwhile and needy project. And there's four components to it, and I'll just very briefly comment on those. There's number one, it's an urgently needed child care facility that will serve up to 130 students annually who are involved in the Urban Circle Training Center facility next door, as well as 200 inner city campus students annually and their families. Secondly, it's a Manitoba demonstration center. It's a very innovative demonstration project for best practices in early childhood education. Thirdly, it's an early childhood education diploma training program. And then lastly, an intergenerational learning center featuring space for intergenerational learning opportunities. So it's with some excitement and enthusiasm that we come to the committee today, Mr. Chair, with this application. We've looked at the administration report. Ms. Thompson is here to make comments on further to maybe some of the comments that I've made. Eleanor, if you'd like to add more. Dudley is here with the architectural concept plan and some drawings, if you would be interested in seeing them. But basically, we're in agreement with the administrator's report, the planner's report, there's just two changes that we would like to suggest, and they relate to fees that the City of Winnipeg is asking us to pay for the development of this project. They're not huge fees, but this is a nonprofit organization that's attempting to bring improvements in a very needed area to this part of the city. And so the recommendation that there be a 10% payment in lieu of dedication on the planner's report, and the recommendation that $1,650 in fees to be designated for administration cost in preparing the development agreement. We would ask that both of those be waived, not so much as a courtesy, but as a recognition by the city of their support for this program, and it would certainly help to go a long way in defraying some of our clients' costs. So those are my comments, Mr. Chair. I should say that the adjacent neighbors that are impacted by this, I have their support. I have agreements with them in place. So we look to you for any questions, or Eleanor or Dudley, if you have any comments that you wish to add.
Mr. Taylor, the reason I had labor over last time, because what happened in the past, it's happened, you know, without public consultation, without going through due process and due diligence, and we're faced with a lot of questions. What I see here, I tell you right now, I like it. The consultation that has taken place, you have positive recommendations, positive support, and also with the drawings that Mr. Thompson has made, Dudley, professional as always. I've known you a long time, you know, with the fine work you've been doing. But it was not, last month, it was not because I wanted to get it, you know. There was a reason why. And we given chance to our administration because they had to proceed with this. And a lot of the consultation has taken place, and also you had meetings with the with the administration, and new changes, some new conditions are in here. The waiving the fees, yes, we have done that in the past, and I'll be moving that as a motion to waive those fees because it is to a nonprofit organization. Glenn?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, Councillor, that Condition 3 of the Planner's Report is duplicated in Schedule B, the ACG report. So Condition 3 of the Planner's Report should be deleted. And it's my understanding that paying cash in lieu is a city policy matter. So I'm not certain if that cost can be waived. I recall that at another hearing, a councillor wanted that waived, and it was reversed subsequently. That's the cash in lieu.
That's what condition number?
It's condition 3, I'd say, should be deleted.
Okay.
And because it's duplicated in schedule in G, Schedule B, the ACG report, the development agreement.
Okay, which is the other one you said you could can't waive?
Just that one. And whether the other one can be waived, condition I can't say.
Are you asking that condition 3 of your report be deleted, but condition G would be status quo in the ACG report?
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
Just because I recall this situation came up once before, and it couldn't be waived. We could make that recommendation. I'm just saying that it may not hold.
Well, we'll try. Mr. Thompson, have you anything to say?
If you want me to show you what we've got here, Harry, if I can do that, or if you've already seen it, whatever.
Well, I've seen it.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask you. I'd like to see it.
You'd like to see it? Yeah, Dudley,
sure.
Please.
Yeah, sure. Quick review here.
Dudley, at the corner of Andrews and Selkirk, is that a parking lot there on lot 5533 Selkirk? Parking lot? Is there a parking lot there?
It's a laundromat.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so there's a parking.
Yeah. So the oriented to Selkirk Avenue and the urban circle is right here.
Okay.
And so there's really two buildings. That's one right now. And something like that at the corner.
Right.
And we have a beast across the lane there, which is the lane. So the intent is to redevelop this building as the daycare and intergenerational center. And the lane now goes through here. We're proposing to reroute it, so everybody can see it, to reroute it. And the main reason for that is so we can get contiguous access from here to the play area. That's all we're interested in. So we're basically going to keep this we would rebuild, we would build new, this piece going right up with the curb cuts, retain this on this end, so that the, but fence it here so we can come from the daycare building right out into the play area. And what we're calling this is an urban forest, and basically it's not, doesn't have swings and slides and things. It's more sort of an organic area with trees, plants, a garden, little hills for kids to climb in, birds, those kind of things, little trikeways. We've got a diagram here in more detail. One drop-off here, this area, existing lane is just a paved area for kids to ride on, a little veranda here. Coming in the front door, this is the old
red apple.
We're creating a large spirit room in the middle, and then the daycare pieces off of that with an access through the building out from front to back. So walking along the street, you can actually look through and see what's out of the back. We have, that's going to be for about 52 kids, 52 little ones in various stages. Parents area here looking out to the street, staff area, kitchen. And this is the spirit room, which I'll show you in a minute in here. And then there's a full basement or partial basement and a classroom under here, some offices on this side, and student area there, and some storage back and behind. So in a nutshell, that's what it is. And conceptually, this is what we're looking at. So the building, I should have brought an existing picture of the building, but you get some idea. It's just a double storefront. Hasn't been renovated since the 50s. Putting a whole new front on it. And basically, we're putting a skylight going all the way down in this path that I was showing you from front to back. So you can look in the little window there. And I can see you at the back there, Mary, here, here.
Okay.
And so that it's open into the light, so there'll be lots of light coming into the building. And then, take this off. What we have inside, this is just showing the existing structure of the building. This is the spirit room in the middle with the light coming down into it. And then much of the rest of the building is lower walls so that kids can see from side to side, and you can get a sense of walking through it. So it's going to be fully redone, all the mechanical, electrical, everything, just as is Urban Circle next door. This will be another little showplace for the street, and I think it will be very, very vibrant addition to what's going on the street. Any questions? I'd be glad to.
That's it.
Very good.
Dudley.
Yeah.
In respect to public hearing number two, because we're dealing with both one and two on the issue of fencing.
Right.
The planner said he has a concern. And Glenn, would you like to maybe?
Yeah. I was thinking that we could look at this in more detail prior to the next hearing, the hearing it's scheduled for, which is
next month,
next
February.
Yeah. I noticed that it's for a height of 7.5 feet instead of 4 feet in the front yard, and instead of 6.5 feet in the side yard. So I guess I'm saying the public service would like to work with you on making it be compatible with the neighborhood, and especially the houses across the street.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing was, if you recall, Glenn, when we did meet, we met with the guy that lived in the house right across the street.
Yes.
And he raised some concerns about what we were doing here. And his response was, he said, I hope you're going to put a high fence in there. Well, yeah, we'd like to. That's about time. Because he said, you know, if you put a low fence, kids are just going to throw stuff into it. So he says, you need a high fence there. So conceptually, that's, I mean, he agreed. I mean, we have to have this quite high. And I think as we've shown you, it's an undulating fence. Like, it's not just a 7.5 foot high, you know, with spikes on the top of it. It's a design fence, but the top height is about 7.5 feet. It goes down to 5.5 or 6 or something. And then we've got little, we're just working on what these structures are in the corner. But we can work on this, Glenn, for our next meeting. But
Dudley, that'll be a zoning. That'll be a zoning variance that'll be dealt with in February.
That's right.
It's just that Glenn wanted to raise it here because we'll be proceeding with the rest of it, and the zoning variance for February next month will be dealt with, and that's just a matter of remodifying.
No,
you'll deal with the
we can deal with
the administration on that, the concerns they have.
Anything else?
I guess the only thing I would add is just the level of cooperation with surrounding community groups. Just yesterday we met with Sisters in Point Douglas, and they would very much like to cooperate on the early childhood education program. So there's a new level of collaboration and cooperation, and actually it was a very good thing to hold that meeting. We had 20-some letters of support prior to that, but I went and visited every business and every organization on Selkirk Avenue, and sometimes you get so busy doing what you're doing in your own little world, but it was a wonderful opportunity to reach out to the community, and really there was no opposition for this, but a real welcoming atmosphere that, oh, I'm really glad you came and I'd love to come to the meeting. So we had an amazing turnout, 116 signatures and positive, and it happened very quickly. And then some other people went and dropped these invitations on Pritchard and Stella and Flora. So, I mean, I think the whole community has benefited from that as much as it was a lot of work in a short period of time. But I do want to say that with graciousness to say that if we had known about that, we would have held the meeting long ago. But next time we will know.
That's why, Eleanor, the last time when I said delay it all for 1 month, I said patience, and it's going to work out. And it did, because it makes my job so much easier, because what happened before, people said, why did you vote for it? You didn't even know what you voted for. But this now, due diligence has been done. The process has been as what it's supposed to be. You've met with the resident. You've met with the people in the community. They've opened their arms to this application. And I, as one, I couldn't see myself, say, try to do something for the kids, because it's a day nursery. I mean, it's a nursery for children. You know, and that's and I'm glad to see that that it's going in the area. And it's very important to have the process go through. And if I would have known before, because usually we do not communicate with the applicants because we're not allowed. We cannot go have meetings because otherwise I have to abstain myself from dealing when it comes before as a public hearing. But usually the administration will mention that, and like Glenn. Glenn has called me, told me both the events, and I said, sure. I said, I'm sure that this will be worked out between the applicant and the administration to make it satisfactory to the area. I had people that were concerned. They said, how can you have this right across the street? There's the parking lot of the Merchants Hotel. You know, how are the people be coming in from the hotel, be going across, and they'll be going onto the green space? But you see, that's been corrected. And it will be corrected further as need be, because the administration, they know what to make it good for everyone. We have, Madam Clerk, I think we have a number of people here that are most all in support.
That's correct.
Anything else you want to say before we proceed? No. Mr. Taylor?
No, in conclusion, thank you. It's a new year and it's a happy new year.
Thank you. And I want to thank you, Mr. Taylor, for your patience, because, like I said, sometimes... Sometimes it hurts to say, well, why didn't we deal with it? But then you deal with that, the challenges come up, and then what? But this way is, because this will go to the property development, and it'll be going to Executive House Committee and down to Council. So we have people who are in support. Elder Thompson, you've spoken. Robert Tyler, you've spoken. Stefan, is it Britton?
Yes.
You are glad you're... You're in favor?
Yes,
ma'am. Diane, Jenny, and Anthony, you're in favor? Good. You concur with what has been said here, even what I said.
Do you want to add something?
What?
Can I add it in here?
No, you better come to the come to the front. Give your name and address.
Because I'm standing.
Because this is being this is being recorded. And state your name and address.
A train has to be removed.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I'm Diane Scribe-Nigani. I've lived in Winnipeg for over 10 years.
I've been involved with this project for 2 years. I'm the Community Economic Development Officer for Urban Circle. I just wanted to add that over the past 2 years that we have been getting a lot of inquiries already from people living around the neighborhood, watching the developments that are going on, and we have interest in people wanting to be employed, early childhood educators. We have people that are interested in putting their children on a waiting list for the daycare, which we haven't started yet. And as we were doing the window dressings at 529 Selkirk Avenue in the summer of, it was 2008, we had a number of community members stopping and asking us questions about the building, asking about programming at Urban Circle, and also what was going to be developing there. And the interest was so great. We had people actually walking right into Urban Circle to inquire about courses. So from what I've seen in the past 2 years is that from the grassroots level, the people are really interested, they're waiting, they're excited, and they're committed to this project. I've seen that with the committees that have been developed through the process. I have not seen anything in my experience in 10 years of, in almost maybe 12 years of community development, I've not seen a project like this with so much commitment, so much effort, so much consultation, and that's why I'm so much in support of it. So I just want to add that perspective.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Dudley Thompson. You have stated here. Sharon and Greg Slater, you're in support?
Yes, sir.
You're happy, you're satisfied with what you've heard?
Yes.
Nothing to add? Good, thank you. To the applicant, Dudley, or to Mr. Tyler, but I'm more to Dudley. What about the loading zone?
Sorry?
Loading zones.
We're using the drop-off load at the back of the loading, well, off the lane. The daycare is only going to use it for a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. I think the other thing we pointed out to the planner is most people coming there are coming by bus or are coming from Urban Circle or are coming from, they'll be walking on Selkirk. So very few will use the lane. And most deliveries are 10 to 3 anyway.
And also that tree removal application. I understand you have to, the tree has to be removed.
Okay.
You'd have to make an application for that. And I'll sign for the removal of that tree.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything, Ben?
No.
Okay, Councillor Plackerkin.
Would you like to do the honors?
Oh, just a minute. Hold on. Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak or...
In
support or in opposition? There's none.
For information?
For information, nothing. They're happy. They're satisfied. Let's get on with the business.
Okay, Councilman Zarenko.
Okay, Councilman, would you move that on my behalf? And
You want to take the chair? I'll take the chair, and you can do the motions.
Okay.
So, Councilman Zarenko on the closing.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move that the report of the Winter Public Survey be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary, carried.
I move that the receipt of public presentation be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary.